After 5 years in captivity, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is finally free. The American POW is now receiving medical aid at a U.S. military hospital in Germany. Bergdahl of Haley, Idaho, was held captive by the Taliban, first in Afghanistan and later, it's believed, in Pakistan. On Saturday, he was released peacefully in a swap for 5 Guantanamo Bay detainees. As Jessica Robinson reports, Bergdahl's family and his hometown are now preparing for the next chapter.
Bob and Jenny Bergdahl stood before rows of reporters at an auditorium at Gowan Field in Boise. They've spent the last 5 years both hoping for and dreading news out of Afghanistan. Finally, the news was good.
You've made it. I imagine you are more patient and compassionate than ever. You are free. Freedom is yours. I will see you soon, my beloved son. I love you, Bo.
Jenny Bergdahl told her son Bo through the TV cameras that she couldn't wait to give him a big bear hug. The Bergdahls don't yet know when they'll get a chance to do that, though. Right now, Bo is working with a medical team in Germany on his mental and physical recovery. Bob Bergdahl, like his wife, took this opportunity to speak to his son directly. He told his son he admired his character and patience during his captivity.
But most of all, I'm proud of how much you wanted to help the Afghan people and what you were willing to do to go to that length.
Bo Bergdahl grew up down a road that quickly turns to gravel in one of the canyons around Haley, Idaho. He defied stereotypes. He was an excellent marksman and a ballet dancer. He loved to be alone in the mountains, but he also loved conversation and people. Friends say Bergdahl also craved a way to do something important in the world, and in 2008, Bo saw enlisting in the Army as his opportunity. But about 6 months into his deployment in Afghanistan, Bergdahl went missing from his base. A few weeks later, he turned up in a Taliban propaganda video.
What's your name?
My name is Bo Bergdahl.
On the camera, the 23-year-old Bergdahl is hunched and barely looks up.
I have a very, very good family that I love back home in America. Mm-hmm. And I miss them every day. Then I'm gone. I miss them. And I'm afraid that I might never see them again.
In the video, Bergdahl says he was captured while lagging behind a patrol. But the details of that event have become muddy over the years. In 2012, Rolling Stone published emails indicating Bergdahl was disillusioned by the military's role in Afghanistan and was considering deserting. The details of what happened that day remain unclear. Whatever happened, veterans groups and POW groups have rallied around him. Last year, hundreds of veterans on motorcycles attended an event for Bergdahl in his hometown. Lynette Shimon drove all the way from Salt Lake City. She was frustrated that politicians weren't talking about Bergdahl more.
He's been the nation's best-kept secret for quite a while.
All that changed on Saturday.
Good afternoon, everybody. This morning, I called Bob and Jenny Bergdahl and told them that after nearly 5 years in captivity, their son, Bo, is coming home.
President Obama announced that the U.S. had agreed to exchange 5 Taliban detainees at Guantanamo Bay for Sergeant Bergdahl. It was the news Haley, Idaho had been waiting for. Word of Bergdahl's release spread quickly through town, to a mix of excitement and tears. Ed Northen sits at a coffee shop along Main Street. He got the news from a message his neighbors left.
And we got home, listened to our answer machine, and they said, we're just celebrating the news. This is so great. And we went, what? So we went straight to the computer and went online and started reading what we could.
Northen and his wife, Carmen, attend the same Presbyterian church as the Bergdahls. Carmen Northen is irritated that some members of Congress are criticizing the prisoner exchange. She says after 5 years, something needed to be done.
If it was their son, they would do everything. You have to give something to get something, and then they have Bo safely is the most important thing.
Bo Bergdahl likely won't return to his hometown for weeks, though. From Germany, he'll head to Texas to continue the reintegration process. That's where his parents will finally see him. At the press conference, Bob Bergdahl said it's hard for him and his wife to wait, but
there's reason for that, and that's because Bo has been gone so long that it's going to be very difficult to come back. It's like a diver going deep on a dive and has to stage back up through recompression to get the nitrogen bubbles out of his system. If he comes up too fast, it could kill him.
So the Bergdahls will continue to wait. After 5 years, what's a few more weeks? I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.